Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Mobile Nets, Efficient Convolutional Neural Networks for Mobile Vision Applications. Authored 2017 by Andrew G. Howard, Menglong Zhu, Bo Chen, Dmitry Kalinichenko, Weijun Wang, Tobias Weyand, M. Andrito, Hartwick Adam. Abstract. We present a class of efficient models called mobile nets for mobile and embedded vision applications. Mobile nets are based on a streamlined architecture that uses depthwise separable convolutions to build lightweight deep neural networks. We introduce two simple global hyperparameters that efficiently trade off between latency and accuracy. These hyperparameters allow the model builder to choose the right-sized model for their application based on the constraints of the problem. We present extensive experiments on resource and accuracy trade-offs and show strong performance compared to other popular models on ImageNet classification. We then demonstrate the effectiveness of mobile nets across a wide range of applications and use cases including object detection, fine-grain classification, face attributes, and large-scale geolocalization. 1. Introduction. Convolutional neural networks have become ubiquitous in computer vision ever since AlexNet, reference 19, popularized deep convolutional neural networks by winning the ImageNet Challenge, ILSVRC 2012, reference 24. The general trend has been to make deeper and more complicated networks in order to achieve higher accuracy, reference 27, 31, 29, 8. However, these advances to improve accuracy are not necessarily making networks more efficient with respect to size and speed. In many real-world applications such as robotics, self-driving car, and augmented reality, the recognition tasks need to be carried out in a timely fashion on a computationally limited platform. This paper describes an efficient network architecture and a set of two hyperparameters in order to build very small, low-latency models that can be easily matched to the design requirements for mobile and embedded vision applications. Section 2 reviews prior work in building small one models. Section 3 describes the MobileNet architecture and two hyperparameters width multiplier and resolution multiplier to define smaller and more efficient mobile nets. Section 4 describes experiments on ImageNet as well a variety of different applications and use cases. Section 5 closes with a summary and conclusion. 2. Prior work. There has been rising interest in building small and efficient neural networks in the recent literature, e.g., reference 16, 34, 12, 36, 22. Many different approaches can be generally categorized into either compressing pre-trained networks or training small networks directly. This paper proposes a class of network architectures that allows a model developer to specifically choose a small network that matches the resource restrictions, latency, size, for their application. Mobile nets primarily focus on optimizing for latency but also yield small networks. Many papers on small networks focus only on size but do not consider speed. Mobile nets are built primarily from depthwise separable convolutions initially introduced in reference 26 and subsequently used in inception models, reference 13, to reduce the computation in the first few layers. Flattened networks, reference 16, build a network out of fully factorized convolutions and show the potential of extremely factorized networks. Independent of this current paper, factorized networks, reference 34, introduces a similar factorized convolution as well as the use of topological connections. Subsequently, the exception network, reference 3, demonstrated how to scale up depthwise separable filters to outperform inception V3 networks. Another small network is SqueezeNet, reference 12, which uses a bottleneck approach to design a very small network. Other reduced computation networks include structured transform networks, reference 28, and deep-fried convnets, reference 37. A different approach for obtaining small networks is shrinking, factorizing, or compressing pre-trained networks. Compression based on product quantization, reference 36, hashing, reference 2, and pruning, vector quantization and Huffman coding, reference 5, have been proposed in the literature. Additionally, various factorizations have been proposed to speed up pre-trained networks, 14, 20. Another method for training small networks is distillation, reference 9, which uses a larger network to teach a smaller network. It is complementary to our approach and is covered in some of our use cases in section 4. Another emerging approach is low-bit networks, reference 4, 22, 11. 3. MobileNet architecture. In this section, we first describe the core layers that MobileNet is built on, which are depthwise separable filters. We then describe the MobileNet network structure and conclude with descriptions of the two model shrinking hyperparameters width multiplier and resolution multiplier. 3.1. Depthwise separable convolution. The MobileNet model is based on depthwise separable convolutions, which is a form of factorized convolutions which factorize a standard convolution into a depthwise convolution and a one-by-one convolution called a pointwise convolution. For mobile nets, the depthwise convolution applies a single filter to each input channel. The pointwise convolution then applies a one-by-one convolution to combine the outputs the depthwise convolution. A standard convolution both filters and combines inputs into a new set of outputs in one step. The depthwise separable convolution splits this into two layers, a separate layer for filtering and a separate layer for combining. This factorization has the effect of drastically reducing computation and model size. Figure 2 shows how a standard convolution 2a is factorized into a depthwise convolution 2b and a 1x1 pointwise convolution 2c. A standard convolutional layer takes as input a dfxdxm feature map f and produces a dfxd*n feature map g, where dp is the spatial width and height of a square input feature map, m is the number of input channels, input depth, dg is the spatial width and height of a square output feature map, and n is the number of output channel, output depth. The standard convolutional layer is parameterized by convolution kernel k of size dkxdkxmrn, where dk is the spatial dimension of the kernel assumed to be square and m is number of input channels and n is the number of output channels as defined previously. The output feature map for standard convolution assuming stride 1 and padding is computed as standard convolutions have the computational cost of separable convolutions for substantial reduction in computational cost. Depthwise separable convolution are made up of two layers, depthwise convolutions and pointwise convolutions. We use depthwise convolutions to apply a single filter per each input channel, input depth. Pointwise convolution, a simple one-by-one convolution, is then used to create a linear combination of the output of the depthwise layer. Mobile nets use both batch norm and ReLU nonlinearities for both layers. Depthwise convolution with one filter per input channel, input depth, can be written as, where ni is the depthwise convolutional kernel of size dkxdkxm, where the mth filter in k is applied to the mth channel in f to produce the mth channel of the filtered output feature map g. Depthwise convolution has a computational cost of. Depthwise convolution, extremely efficient relative to standard convolution. However, it only filters input channels, it does not combine them to create new features. So an additional layer that computes a linear combination of the output of depthwise convolution via one-by-one convolution is needed in order to generate these new features. The combination of depthwise convolution and one-by-one, pointwise, convolution is called depthwise separable convolution, which was originally introduced in reference 26. Depthwise separable convolutions cost, which is the sum of the depthwise and one-by-one pointwise convolutions. By expressing convolution as a two-step process of filtering and combining, we get a reduction in computation of. MobileNet uses 3x3 depthwise separable convolutions, which uses between 8 to 9 times less computation than standard convolutions, at only a small reduction in accuracy as seen in section 4. Additional factorization in spatial dimension, such as in reference 16, 31, does not save much additional computation, as very little computation is spent in depthwise convolutions. 3.2. Network structure and training. The MobileNet structure is built on depthwise separable convolutions as mentioned in the previous section, except for the first layer, which is a full convolution. By defining the network in such simple terms, we are able to easily explore network topologies to find a good network. The MobileNet architecture is defined in Table 1. All layers are followed by a batch norm, reference 13, and ReLU nonlinearity, with the exception of the final fully connected layer, which has no nonlinearity and feeds into a softmax layer for classification. Figure 3 contrasts a layer with regular convolutions, batch norm and ReLU nonlinearity to the factorized layer with depthwise convolution, one-by-one pointwise convolution, as well as batch norm and ReLU after each convolutional layer. Downsampling is handled with stridded convolution in the depthwise convolutions as well as in the first layer. The final average pooling reduces the spatial resolution to 1 before the fully connected layer. Counting depthwise and pointwise convolutions as separate layers, MobileNet has 28 layers. It is not enough to simply define networks in terms of a small number of multi-ads. It is also important to make sure these operations can be efficiently implementable. For instance, unstructured sparse matrix operations are not typically faster than dense matrix operations until a very high level of sparsity. Our model structure puts nearly all of the computation into dense one-by-one convolutions. This can be implemented with highly optimized general matrix multiply, GEM, functions. Often convolutions are implemented by a GEM but require an initial reordering in memory called IM2 call in order to map it to a GEM. For instance, this approach is used in the popular CAFE package, reference 15. One-by-one convolutions do not require this reordering in memory and can be implemented directly with GEM, which is one of the most optimized numerical linear algebra algorithms. MobileNet spends 95% of its computation time in one-by-one convolutions, which also has 75% of the parameters as can be seen in Table 2. Nearly all of the additional parameters are in the fully connected layer. MobileNet models were trained in TensorFlow, reference 1, using RMS prop, reference 33, with asynchronous gradient descent similar to Inception V3, reference 31. However, contrary to training large models, we use less regularization and data augmentation techniques because small models have less trouble with overfitting. When training mobile nets, we do not use side heads or label smoothing and additionally reduce the amount image of distortions by limiting the size of small crops that are used in large Inception training, reference 31. Additionally, we found that it was important to put very little or no weight decay, 12 regularization, on the depthwise filters since there are so few parameters in them. For the ImageNet benchmarks in the next section, all models were trained with same training parameters regardless of the size of the model. 3.3. Width multiplier. Thinner models, although the base MobileNet architecture is already small and low latency, many times a specific use case or application may require the model to be smaller and faster. In order to construct these smaller and less computationally expensive models, we introduce a very simple parameter called width multiplier. The role of the width multiplier A is to thin a network uniformly at each layer. For a given layer and width multiplier A, the number of input channels M becomes M and the number of output channels N becomes N. The computational cost of a depthwise separable convolution with width multiplier A is, where a euro, 0, 1, with typical settings of 1, 0.75, 0.5 and 0.25. The equals 1 is the baseline mobile net and a less than 1 are reduced mobile nets. Width multiplier has the effect of reducing computational cost and the number of parameters quadratically by roughly a. Width multiplier can be applied to any model structure to define a new smaller model with a reasonable accuracy, latency and size trade-off. It is used to define a new reduced structure that needs to be trained from scratch. 3.4. Resolution multiplier. Reduced representation, the second hyperparameter to reduce the computational cost of a neural network, is a resolution multiplier P. We applied this to the input image and the internal representation of every layer is subsequently reduced by the same multiplier. In practice, we implicitly set P by setting the input resolution. We can now express the computational cost for the core layers of our network as depthwise separable convolutions with width multiplier and resolution multiplier P, where PE 0, 1, which is typically set implicitly so that the input resolution of the network is 224, 192, 160 or 128. P equals 1 is the baseline mobile net and P less than 1 are reduced computation mobile nets. Resolution multiplier has the effect of reducing computational cost by PA. As an example, we can look at a typical layer in mobile net and see how depthwise separable convolutions, width multiplier and resolution multiplier reduce the cost and parameters. Table 3 shows the computation and number of parameters for a layer as architecture shrinking methods are sequentially applied to the layer. The first row shows the mult adds and parameters for a full convolutional layer with an input feature map of size 14 by 14 by 512 with a kernel K of size 3 by 3 by 512 by 512. We will look in detail in the next section at the trade-offs between resources and accuracy. 4. Experiments. In this section, we first investigate the effects of depthwise convolutions as well as the choice of shrinking by reducing the width of the network rather than the number of layers. We then show the trade-offs of reducing the network based on the two hyperparameters, width multiplier and resolution multiplier, and compare results to a number of popular models. We then investigate mobile nets applied to a number of different applications. 4.1. Model choices. First, we show results for MobileNet with depthwise separable convolutions compared to a model built with full convolutions. In Table 4, we see that using depthwise separable convolutions compared to full convolutions only reduces accuracy by 1% on ImageNet, was saving tremendously on mult adds and parameters. We next show results comparing thinner models with width multiplier to shallower models using less layers. To make MobileNet shallower, the 5 layers of separable filters with feature size 14 by 14 by 512 in Table 1 are removed. Table 5 shows that at similar computation and number of parameters, that making mobile nets thinner is 3% better than making them shallower. 4.2. Model shrinking hyperparameters. Table 6 shows the accuracy, computation, and size trade-offs of shrinking the MobileNet architecture with the width multiplier A. Accuracy drops off smoothly until the architecture is made too small at equals 0.25. Table 7 shows the accuracy, computation, and size trade-offs for different resolution multipliers by training mobile nets with reduced input resolutions. Accuracy drops off smoothly across resolution. Figure 4 shows the trade-off between ImageNet accuracy and computation for the 16 models made from the cross-product of width multiplier AE, 1, 0.75, 0.5, 0.25, and resolutions, 224, 192, 160, 128. Results are log linear with a jump when models get very small at equals 0.25. Figure 5 shows the trade-off between ImageNet accuracy and number of parameters for the 16 models made from the cross-product of width multiplier AE, 1, 0.75, 0.5, 0.25, and resolutions, 224, 192, 160, 128. Table 8 compares full MobileNet to the original GoogleNet, reference 30, and VGG16, reference 27. MobileNet is nearly as accurate as VGG16 while being 32 times smaller and 27 times less compute intensive. It is more accurate than GoogleNet while being smaller and more than 2.5 times less computation. Table 9 compares a reduced MobileNet with width multiplier equals 0.5 and reduced resolution 160 by 160. Reduced MobileNet is 4% better than AlexNet, reference 19, while being 45x smaller and 9.4x less compute than AlexNet. It is also 4% better than SqueezeNet, reference 12, at about the same size and 22x less computation. 4.3. Fine-grained recognition. We train MobileNet for fine-grained recognition on the Stanford Dogs dataset, reference 17. We extend the approach of, reference 18, and collect an even larger but noisy training set than, reference 18, from the web. We use the noisy web data to pre-train a fine-grained dog recognition model and then fine-tune the model on the Stanford Dogs training set. Results on Stanford Dogs test set are in Table 10. MobileNet can almost achieve the state-of-the-art results from, reference 18, at greatly reduced computation and size. 4.4. Large-scale geolocalization planet, reference 35, casts the task of determining where on Earth a photo was taken as a classification problem. The approach divides the Earth into a grid of geographic cells that serve as the target classes and trains a convolutional neural network on millions of geotagged photos. Planet has been shown to successfully localize a large variety of photos and to outperform IM2 GPS, reference 6, 7, that addresses the same task. We retrained Planet using the MobileNet architecture on the same data, while the full Planet model based on the Inception V3 architecture, reference 31, has 52 million parameters and 5.74 billion multi-ads. The MobileNet model has only 13 million parameters with the usual 3 million for the body and 10 million for the final layer and 0.58 million multi-ads. As shown in tab 11, the MobileNet version delivers only slightly decreased performance compared to Planet despite being much more compact. Moreover, it still outperforms IM2 GPS by a large margin. 4.5. Face attributes. Another use case for MobileNet is compressing large systems with unknown or esoteric training procedures. In a face attribute classification task, we demonstrate a synergistic relationship between MobileNet and distillation, reference 9, a knowledge transfer technique for deep networks. We seek to reduce a large face attribute classifier with 75 million parameters and 1600 million multi-ads. The classifier is trained on a multi-attribute dataset similar to YFCC100M, reference 32. We distill a face attribute classifier using the MobileNet architecture. Distillation, reference 9. Works by training the classifier to emulate the outputs of a larger model instead of the ground truth labels, hence enabling training from large, and potentially infinite, unlabeled datasets. Marrying the scalability of distillation training and the parsimonious parameterization of MobileNet, the end system not only requires no regularization, e.g. weight decay and early stopping, but also demonstrates enhanced performances. It is evident from tab 12 that the MobileNet-based classifier is resilient to aggressive model shrinking. It achieves a similar mean average precision across attributes, mean AP, as the in-house while consuming only 1% the multi-ads. 4.6. Object detection. MobileNet can also be deployed as an effective base network in modern object detection systems. We report results for MobileNet trained for object detection on COCO data based on the recent work that won the 2016 COCO Challenge, reference 10. In Table 13, MobileNet is compared to VGG and Inception V2, reference 13, under both faster RCNN, reference 23, and SSD, reference 21, framework. In our experiments, SSD is evaluated with 300 input resolution, SSD 300, and faster RCNN is compared with both 300 and 600 input resolution, faster RCNN 300, faster RCNN 600. The faster RCNN model evaluates 300 RPN proposal boxes per image. The models are trained on CocoTrain plus Val, excluding 8K Minival images, and evaluated on Minival. For both frameworks, MobileNet achieves comparable results to other networks with only a fraction of computational complexity and model size. 4.7. Face embeddings. The FaceNet model is a state-of-the-art face recognition model, reference 25. It builds face embeddings based on the triplet loss. To build a mobile FaceNet model, we use distillation to train by minimizing the squared differences of the output of FaceNet and MobileNet on the training data. Results for very small MobileNet models can be found in Table 14. 5. Conclusion. We proposed a new model architecture called MobileNets based on depthwise separable convolutions. We investigated some of the important design decisions leading to an efficient model. We then demonstrated how to build smaller and faster mobile nets using width multiplier and resolution multiplier by trading off a reasonable amount of accuracy to reduce size and latency. We then compared different mobile nets to popular models demonstrating superior size, speed, and accuracy characteristics. We concluded by demonstrating mobile nets' effectiveness when applied to a wide variety of tasks. As a next step to help adoption and exploration of mobile nets, we plan on releasing models in TensorFlow. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.